Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow. Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal. To save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast on this lovely Thursday, November 13th, 2014. Tonight, we will be talking about guilty. And thank God we finally found out what guilty meant, because I was going to be like, it better not be some cheesy reason to say guilty. But no, it was really cool. We were introduced to another DC character, and what his future might be involved in the future Arrow season, now that Sarah is in full training mode. Oliver knows what's going on. We'll see what turns out. All right, if you're listening to us on the podcast, call in at 914-338-1036. Let's go to our first caller from area code 239.
Matt in publicity smoking forever and ever. Just kidding. I wanted to make that as my code name sometime from the podcast, because we all love Felicity, and she's mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Just Matt. oh, man. I just wanted to make that joke there, because we all make comments on how beautiful Felicity is. Wow.
Yeah. So what'd you think of this week's episode, Guilty, Matt?
Well, it was pretty good. Some parts went off and on. The ending was kind of crappy, the way she goes. I'm Cupid, stupid. It didn't really have that epic cliffhanger ending. I wanted to see more of Ra's al Ghul. Why aren't we seeing more of the League of Assassins yet? Isn't he supposed
to
be?
And also,
the
did you notice there were hardly any Merlin or Thea scenes?
No. Yeah, because they teased it at the end of last week. He was being peeping Merlin.
Yeah.
On Oliver and Thea. But I like Thea's new look. She's hot. Like,
all right. From area code 469, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hello. This is Red Arrow.
Awesome. You like sidekicks.
What's up?
I take that.
I like Red Arrow, man. He's pretty awesome.
Mine's Matt and Felicity forever.
I got two things to say. We finally got the Arsenal name, which I called last year when Roy first showed up. Everyone was like, what are they going to call him? I was like, Arsenal. And we finally got the name.
Yeah,
and
we did.
Got the boxing. We finally got the boxing glove, Arrow. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was cool, too. That was so much fun. My wife goes, what? I'm like, yeah.
It's in the comics, yeah.
I'm like, why not? A great
cool
way of using
nice,
it too.
What a nice little nod, dude, to the fans.
Totally.
Right? I mean, I love that. Really cool.
Me too. It was a pretty good episode, especially with Ted Grant, who is a member of Justice Society. It'll be
yeah,
crazy.
Mr. Wildcat himself. That's going to be awesome to see him in full gear someday. Hopefully they'll utilize him now that he's more known as the veteran. Tonight we're going to discuss more on Guilty as what our favorite scenes are, what you guys are thinking of yours. Mine is pretty much when Roy comes in and helps out. I love that camaraderie. Like I mentioned before, it kind of seemed like a, you know, Batman and Robin. And I love how Roy just comes in at the very last minute, just when you thought, you know, the Arrow was all by himself, and he comes in and swoops in, and really great scenes with him, especially his stuntman's fighting technique. A lot of people online were like, all right, enough with the flips. Why does he have to flip every time he fights? But hey, if that's his thing, that's his thing. And so that scene was really cool to see him at the very end helping out Oliver as he is in need of an extra hand, if you don't mind me saying. And it's great that now that character is fitting in to the spot of where he was kind of just lingering in the background. But now he's definitely earned his stripes, as we all know that he did not kill Sarah. So that's another cool scene that was kind of reflected on that.
Tommy.
Right? Uh-oh. A lot of people are saying Tommy. It's gonna really seem like a big soap opera moment if Tommy comes back, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, he blames Oliver at the end of season one for not telling him his secret, and Tommy was kind of a jerk off at the end of season one, I have to say. Don't you guys think?
Yeah, it was.
Tommy all knew in season one. But I am really looking forward to the Malcolm Merlyn storyline, because in last week, the way he was looking at Oliver and Sia, well, mainly Oliver, do you think he wants revenge, even though he's got Sia now?
I think Sia is going to end up being the one that puts down Malcolm Merlyn finally. She's probably going to kill him at the end of this season.
Yeah. That's what it seems like it's going. All right. So for those of you listening, let me read you a quick synopsis of Guilty. It's after a body is found strung up in Wildcat's gym, Ted Grant becomes the main suspect. He's the one that is training Laurel in her new transition. So then Oliver and Laurel argue over Ted's innocence. Meanwhile, in flashbacks, when Maceo needs Oliver to remember where an informant for China White stashed key information, he tasks Tatsu to help jog Oliver's memory. Roy shares a secret with Felicity. Dun, dun, dun. And then Peter. And then that big secret turned out to be that he did not kill Sarah. So that's kind of cool. All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Matt and Felicity Forever.
I called it. She's mine.
What was your favorite scene of this week's episode, Guilty, and why?
Well, I do have some, but I'd have to say I love all the Roy scenes. Colton Haynes is starting to grow on me. I mean, not much of the episode for me, to be honest, wasn't really that great, but Roy scenes, because I was really excited to see what happened after with the whole Roy arc this season, because I loved the way in season two how Oliver trained him, like the whole thing, the real version of Batman and Robin. But boy, Roy was amazing in this week's episode. I loved it. The ending was kind of stupid. I thought the ending was kind of stupid. They introduced...
Well, told why?
Well, she was pretty, but she goes, I'm stupid, and then it goes
Cupid's
right
a relatively,
to be in there.
She's a relatively new character, right, in the comics?
Yeah.
She hasn't been around
she
that
She doesn't
long.
Cast any spells on anyone, does she?
Not that I know of. I don't really know much about her, though.
Okay, I was just wondering. But yeah, it was all the Roy scenes were awesome. And then Laurel learning that Roy killed Sarah, and now we know that she doesn't know it was resolved. Do you think Laurel, as she becomes the Black Canary later in the season, she's going to kill Roy?
She won't kill him, I don't think.
No, I think someone should tell her so
she's
something like that doesn't happen.
She's going to come
and
to
her
senses.
I read that her mom's going to return soon.
Yeah, Cupid, I just got to hear. Cupid has first appeared in Green Arrow and Black Canary issue number 15, February 2009.
Yeah,
she's
pretty
new. She's really new.
Pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Matt. Let's go to you, Red Arrow.
Yeah, my favorite scene. I like the scene between Roy and Isaac when he's like, he's going to do the same to you. You're just a weapon in his arsenal. And Roy says, I'm not you. That was, dude, Roy Harper's storyline has become so interesting to me. I love all the scenes with him, dude. That character appeals to me so much now. I've always liked Red Arrow, but more so now with the show. And I love how this little storyline kind of mirrored and paralleled with Wildcat's sidekick Isaac from 6 years ago when he was going through the same thing when he killed that guy. So,
you're right.
That was really cool.
I love that parallel, you know, side-by-side comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
was
cool.
Pretty cool. And then the way they were holding that gun, the guy was holding that gun, and then Oliver as the arrow came in and shot the arrow at the car, and it twisted and turned and fell over almost.
Mm-hmm.
That
was
pretty epic.
That was a cool car chase there.
Can we get their code names finally? Like, when they go out on missions, they keep calling each other Oliver and Roy. It's like, dude, don't call him by his real name. What if somebody's listening, you know? Like,
yeah, that's
him,
true. That is
like,
so true.
Stop calling
I never
him
even
Diggle.
Thought of that.
Stop. Yeah, dude, it really irks me. It's like, call him Red Arrow. Call him Arrow or something. Do not call each other by your real names anymore. Crazy.
Nope.
Very cool.
They need just to call him their name. But it was good. Because every time the episode starts, I get so excited. I clap every time. But when the intro comes on, he goes, my name is Oliver Queen. Do we like the new intro for season 3?
I like it.
Yeah. Me too.
Alright, so speaking about Ted Wildcat Grant, do you think we're going to see an actual Wildcat in full gear later on this season? What do you guys think? Let's go to you, Red Arrow.
Yeah, I think so. Didn't we see a little bit of the costume there in his locker room?
Yeah.
I saw the Wildcat. Yeah, dude, I think he'll gear up. I think eventually he'll come to Arrow's side and help fight whatever evil they're going to go through at the end of the season, because you know it's going to be huge. Arrow always ends on a massive freaking storyline at the end of the season, you know, and I think Wildcat will hopefully join Arrow's crusade, you know, in the fight for justice. That would be so cool, dude. I can't wait to see Flash versus Arrow in the next few episodes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's
going to be great.
So good. And then Brave and the Bold. Brave and the Bold is going to be pretty good.
I can't wait for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and like you mentioned earlier, Red Arrow, the final christening of Arsenal, even Oliver says, well, maybe we should call you Arsenal. And then, of course, they just glance over that. And that means that the name drop was from Green Arrow sidekick Speedy, but also became Arsenal. So that's kind of cool how they're able to keep both. You notice Oliver still calls Thea Speedy. So that's going to be kind of weird. You know, what if Oliver eventually works with Speedy side by side with Thea?
Yeah,
what do you guys think about that?
Yeah,
that'll be
possible.
One thing I do really want to see is the Green Arrow car, like the Green Arrow similar Batmobile. Think that's going to ever happen?
I hope not. It's kind of cheesy.
No.
Yeah, it is a little. I kind of like him on the motorcycle, and you know.
I like the bike, dude. The bike's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
I like that too.
It's something I wanted to bring up. So,
Okay. I thought you were going to bring something else up. All right. So another gem that Red Arrow and Matt and Felicity Forever has stated that the glove bow, you know, it's just great. The glove arrow, how it made its first appearance on the screen. And do we want more of those, or do you think that was just perfect nod? A lot of people were like, awesome, start using them, and other people are like, no, we shouldn't. That was perfect. Let's go around the room. What do you guys think about that? Should Arrow have more Arrow boxing gloves in his case now that he goes out on the hunt? Let's go to you, Red Arrow.
No, I don't think so, man. I thought it was a nice little Easter egg nod, and I think that's good enough because it's a little cheesy. I think it loses its novelty after a while. You know, people are like, really? How is that going to help? In that one scene, it was perfect. So I think that's where they should leave it. I don't think they should bring it up again.
Cool. All right. We have area code 469 joining us on Arrow Talk as we discussed Guilty. And if you're listening to us live, call in at 914-338-1036.
It's Diggle.
Diggle?
No, it's me. It's
Black Arrow. Wow.
Oh, Black Arrow.
Black Arrow.
All right. You're the absence of color, Arrow, to be politically correct.
Yeah. Well, why do we call Matt?
Matt Felicity Forever.
Matt and Felicity Forever. Say that five times.
And I'm Red Arrow.
We got Red Arrow, Black Arrow, and Matt and Felicity Forever. All right, cool. So Black Arrow, let's go to you. Did you watch this week's episode, Guilty?
Yeah, I think it was great. We got to
tell us your favorite scene and why.
Yeah, dude, I definitely like the team, and I like the when Roy was like, "Don't give up on me," and he said, like, "Never." You know, I like that. There's a little bromance, a little look up to you. You know, I depend on you, and. You know, and he's like, "I never leave you." You know, I like that. You know, kind of, you're my psychic forever. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great that we see that Arsenal is definitely not going anywhere now. That relationship is a lot tighter, and we still don't know who killed Sarah. You know, there's a lot of theories going on out there. Let's go around the room to see what's still current. You might have changed your mind from the time we watched poor Sarah fall to her death till now. So let's go around the room. What are your guesses? Who do you think, as of now, is the murderer of Sarah? I'm going to give you mine while you think of yours. I have to think it has to be like Ra's al Ghul or... Yeah, I would say him. Because maybe, remember, he didn't like that relationship.
Yeah.
Or I guess they might have mentioned that. So I'm going to, I know it's still a little loose, but I'm going to go with that. All right, let's go to you, Matt and Felicity Forever. Who do you think still might have killed Sarah?
I'm going to have to go with Ra's al Ghul, even though I brought up, we keep talking, Slade and Tommy. I have a feeling it's Ra's al Ghul. Even though this is going to be pissed when she finds out it's her own father.
Oh, yeah. That's
for
sure.
She's going to be
pissed. Okay, let's go to you, Black Arrow.
Cupid.
Cupid? Interesting. Yeah. So you think next week they're going to reveal that she's the one?
I think she did, because actually, from last night episode, I saw Cupid two times before you guys did not see her at the end.
Yeah, she was at the theater, and then she was in the locker room when the cops came in.
No, I didn't see her there. Whenever she went to, you're right, Joe. Yeah, that's the person that saw her, yeah. And then when they got the Sneha at the end, that was because that's right in the beginning. I was like, I think it's not him. I mean, her, you know, who been going around killing those people, you know, and.
And why didn't she kill the guy at the end?
That's why I think she's the one who killed Sarah. I don't know why, but yeah.
Not a bad theory.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, let's go to you, Red Arrow. What's your theory? Who killed Sarah as of now?
I think a lot of people are saying Ra's al Ghul, but I'm gonna stick to Tommy. I think it's the Lazarus Pit version of Tommy. I really do. I don't know why.
Oh, man. What do you think? What's the motive? Why go after her?
I think after everything that happened with him and Tommy at the end of season one and being thrown in the Lazarus Pit to be brought back from the dead, the Lazarus Pit corrupts your mind and makes you crazy. So if this is Tommy and he's back from the dead, he's completely lost his mind. He's not in his right mind anymore. You know,
yeah.
Lazarus Pit changed him. So I think he's just nuts now. You know, he's just out for revenge on everybody. He's just out to kill. He's out for blood, which would be interesting to see.
Yeah. All right. So now let's open the floor for you guys. Any questions you guys have on this week's episode or something we have not touched on? Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida.
Let's see. I really enjoyed some parts of the episode, but still, why is Lance not finding out that Sarah is dead? I mean, why wouldn't he want to avenge his daughter, like Mrs. said? Still.
Yeah. Well, remember they mentioned something about him having a weak heart?
Yeah. But, you know, he is going to find out. Because he keeps trying to call her.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. That's going to be a hard scene.
Yeah, especially with his mom when Dinah returned later in episode 9, I found out. But, yeah, great show. I love the show, and DC is just truly doing amazing on TV. Way better than Smallville, I have to say.
Is that your shout-out?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, let's go to you, Black Arrow. The floor is yours. What do you want to discuss?
About Arrow and Roy, actually. I would like to see them more, you know. Mentoring each other. Especially Roy, you know, I would like to see that.
Yeah, they work really well together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is that? Felicity and Roy?
No, Roy and Oliver.
And Oliver.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. I like their relationship too.
Yeah, really well done on the
camera. Roy, he got no family, you know, he.
Yeah, no one.
Didn't he look like
a crackhead?
He does look like a sidekick.
I wonder.
You know.
Like, did you say crackhead or sidekick?
Crackhead.
Crackhead. No, he's handsome, dude.
No.
He's not a crackhead.
No. I'm not saying he is. I mean, remember when he was having issues sleeping? And he looked like that gaunty look.
Yeah,
I noticed something is wrong with him whenever they went to motel. Whenever they went to get Theo, he was sweaty. You know, he was sweaty a lot.
And he can't sleep.
I think something happened.
Something
happened over there that they haven't showed. I think they're gonna show sometime later.
You guys
they went over there.
You guys, Jesus, you bringing up Crackhead and Chris saying about him and Corto Maltese when they went to go get Sia. What if they're adapting the storyline from the 1960s where Roy's shooting up
heroin?
What if that's what he's doing behind everyone's back? He's doing drugs, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's
no. I think Felicity would be able to see from the blood. So.
Oh yeah, from the blood. Yeah, she. Yeah, you're right. Because what did she say? Hey guys. He's a crackhead also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't think about that.
I'm about it on speaker.
Yeah, and I know who it is. I'm gonna put you on mute, Mitt. Okay, so all right. Thank you. Is that it, Black Arrow?
That is it. Black Arrow out.
Right. And let's go to you, Red Arrow. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna give the. I know you didn't ask what we rate the show, but it seems like most people just kind of think it was okay. I thought it was really good, dude. I give it a solid nine.
I give it a solid nine, dude.
It was perfection. It was really up there. The writers are doing a great job, man. They're just knocking them out of the park.
It looks like everyone's
just
having fun, you know?
Yeah. Also, did you guys see the pictures online of Colton Haynes and the girl that plays Felicity? They're like all lovey-dovey looking, man. They're saying they may be a couple in real life. That's crazy.
They do look kind of like a couple, yeah.
Yeah, on Twitter, they've been...
They've been
posting a lot of pictures of them,
too. In the beginning, Matt.
Oh, wait, let me
He's on mute.
There you
Matt,
go.
Yeah,
Matt.
Competition, Matt, with Colton Haynes.
Did you hear about that they might be dating, Matt?
Uh-oh, I better go over there and punch Roy in the face. Just kidding.
There you go. See, you have failed this relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the beginning, Colton Haynes and the girl who played Leo in the beginning of the season two, I think. You know, now is him and Emily, you know. So, I don't know. I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you're working 15-hour days every day.
With somebody,
for a week or two.
You get attached.
A lot of relationships happen.
Yeah. Just look at Saved by the Bell. There's a lot of relationships.
Right?
Yeah.
Did that movie ever come out? I forgot.
The Saved by the Bell movie?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, dude. Yeah, it did. Where they go to Las Vegas and Zach and
totally
what's his name get married. Yeah.
I totally
missed
it.
I know this is a little off topic, Jesus, but have you ever run into Mario Lopez there in Cali?
No.
I heard he's a douchebag. Is that true?
I don't know.
Wow.
That was way off topic. How can we recover? All right. Since Red Arrow mentioned that we have not set a rate on this episode, let's rate it now from 5 stars down. You know, 5 being the highest and down being the lowest. What number would you give this episode of Guilty? I'm gonna give it a 4.5. It wasn't a solid 5, but definitely it was up there that I would want to watch again. And let's go to you, Red Arrow.
I'm right with you, man. 4.5, for sure.
All right, let's go to you, Matt, and Felicity Forever.
Hey, man, Matt.
Or Black Arrow.
4.5. Is Matt on mute?
No, he's gone.
Yeah, I'll give you 4.5, too.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys so much for rating the episode. It looks like we're all on the same level. I'm sure every viewer out there is pretty much on our level. Thank you guys so much for calling in, Maverick in Florida, Red Arrow and Black Arrow. We're switching over to Batman Talk, so if you guys want to join us over there, thank you, and we'll talk next week.
Good night.
Yeah, great. Tweet the number.
Bye.